Visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Here at Liberty, coming to overlook the beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay in early morning, and Sydney, it looks like another glorious day here. Well, unfortunately, the gentleman who is to be with us this morning is canceled out, so it's going to be just you and me. It's going to be open lines. Our number is 877-254-7524. That's 1-877-254-7524. So give us a call and you can open, we can talk about whatever you would like to talk about. But I thought maybe this morning I would talk about the H1N1 epidemic, because it's very important that you can evaluate what really happened. It was an amazing story. The epidemic is over. They are still trying to get people to take the vaccine shots, but of course you have to understand that the reason that they want to is because they bought 210 million shots, and they've only given 60 million of them. And what are you going to do with all that extra vaccine? Almost all of it is contaminated with mercury. Legally, you can't put it down the toilet, you can't put it in a river, you certainly can't dump it in the ground. It is a toxic waste. It's too toxic to dispose of in any manner. You can't even put it in the ocean because you'd poison all the fish. So they're frantically trying to figure out what to do with all these millions of doses of vaccine, billions of dollars worth of vaccine that they have, that they can't get hold of. And, you know, I think God has a sense of humor and in some respects. In fact, I can see his hand in this whole terrible scenario. So let's look effectively and see what happened. Well, we'd never heard of H1N1, the virus at all, before April. Certainly most of the viruses we had, The avian flu, the deadly avian flu virus that was going to kill us all a couple of years ago, and has killed a couple of 100 people through the years. Yes, it is a deadly virus. If it had been left in the Baxter vaccine that was given to, they wanted to give it to millions of people in Europe. They created a seasonal flu vaccine, and they just laced it with the avian flu virus. In other words, they had a vaccine, and they put a live virus in it, and it would have killed millions of people in Europe about 6 months ago. Fortunately, the Czech government, before they released this to give to their people, the people of Europe, put the vaccine into ferrets, and they all died. Well, the vaccine is supposed to preserve life, not supposed to kill people. And so they checked the vaccine, and what did they find? Why, the vaccine was full of a live avian flu virus, H5N1. Had they given it, they would have killed millions of people, which is why you should never take a vaccine shot, because you never know what's really in it. Well, fortunately, then they went to Baxter, and they said, your vaccine, which is supposed to be sterile, has a deadly avian flu virus in it. And how did that happen? And you know, why would you have a deadly virus in a flu vaccine that you prepared to give to millions of people? And the people at Baxter says, oh, shucks, we have no idea. Looky there, how did that happen? Oh, shucks. And nobody's ever punished for what they do. I believe it was an intentional effort to kill millions of people. And people say, why, you couldn't, nobody would want to do that. And the truth of the matter is, yes, they would. And they get away with it. Well, certainly in April of this year, now we hear about the H1N1. Remember, the avian flu is an H5N1. These are simply different variations of the flu virus, and the H1N1 is simply another type of virus. This is what the deadly virus was back in 1918. Of course, they keep telling us now it killed 100 million people, which is a lie. It killed about 20 million people, and we don't know why it was spread the way it was. There's some people who are very suspicious about that, but it was a long time ago. And although we do know that a lot of people were taking the typhoid vaccine, which was available at that time, this disease started primarily in the military, where the military was forced to take the typhoid vaccine. And the Rockefellers were busy at that time with the nefarious programs, but we cannot document anything at all about that era. But we can document what has happened recently. In April of this year, of last year, why there suddenly we were told that 145 people had died in Mexico of an entirely new variant of H1N1. Initially, they didn't know what it was, but people were dying. World Health Organization called an alert, and we were told more people were dying every day in Mexico, and they said they closed down Mexican City, and everybody was using masks, and they created an aura of fear and uncertainty, and of course that's what it was really all about. Within a few weeks, and I'm talking about maybe 2 or 3 weeks, the scientists at the CDC had identified this new variant of the H1 vaccine, of primary virus, which we hadn't seen before. What was even more amazing is that prepared a seed vaccine for this new virus. They had entered into negotiation with the vaccine manufacturers to manufacture billions of dollars worth of this vaccine, and they'd signed contracts for its production before we even knew anything about the illness. And so, basically, of course, they began then a massive fear program. World Health Organization, now remember, it started in April. By the end of April, they had the seed vaccine. You had the month of May. By June, the World Health Organization had declared this new terrible, deadly disease was a pandemic, starting with a phase four. By early July, it was declared to be a major class six pandemic that threatened people throughout the world. They had a few cases of the disease in a number of nations. At least they said they had a few cases. We don't know, because you can't believe what they say. Under any circumstances, by the early part of July, they're telling countries throughout the world to stop testing for the disease. Stop testing for the incidence of the disease. All of the flu is the deadly H1N1. a virus, and of course, you know, it's going to kill millions of people. And that was the theme over and over and over again. By the end of July, why, of course, the Centers for Disease Control was told the states 99%, 98 to 99% of the flu cases is the deadly H1N1 virus. And, of course, you know, just stop testing for it. You know, just trust us. We would never lie to you. Do not test. Well, basically, if you were then reading the magazines Science and Nature, you would have found out that this is a very mild form of flu, much milder than the seasonal flu that people get. Furthermore, it was very, very poorly spread. And they actually were doing studies in homes. If you live in a home where somebody had the H1N1 virus, why, only about 10% of the people living in the home would catch the virus. It was not highly contagious, and it certainly wasn't a very lethal type of virus. And yet, we were hearing, oh, people are dying, children are dying of this. Oh, my goodness, you know, why, 36 children across the United States have died of this terrible disease. And then, of course, they would concede that two-thirds of the children who died had other complications. And so hardly anybody was dying of the disease. But they couldn't let the public know that, because they had the contracts out for all of the vaccine. And, of course, the vaccine manufacturers, who were going to make billions of dollars of this, and certainly some of the people in the World Health Organization at the upper levels of the U.S. Public Health Service, the CDC, were married in one way or another to the vaccine industry and stood to make millions of dollars of personal profit over this whole contrived epidemic. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. You know, we'd love to hear from you and get your thoughts on this. Now, as, of course, they launched their propaganda campaign, and 60 Minutes showed this football player, this young football player who, you know, had to, you know, healthy and had played this great football game, even though he was already ill and never should have been allowed to play football when he was coming down with his disease. And then the next thing you know, well, you see pictures of him in 60 Minutes in the hospital, tubes down him, never knowing whether he's going to live or die. He's probably going to die. A young, healthy 16, 17-year-old high school football player, deadly disease, we're all going to get it, we're all going to die. That was the theme in 60 Minutes, and the program week after week was part of the propaganda campaign. Actually, I mean, if somebody's coming down with a deadly virus, you shouldn't let them get out and exert themselves excessively. I mean, even the healthy of us can die of a cold if you do something stupid like that. And, of course, this young man did recover from the from the virus, but they didn't stress that. Hardly anybody was dying from this disease. And yet, if you listen to the controlled media, the basic theme was millions of people can die. The government came out with a presidential study. And what the study said was, well, the worst-case scenario, 90,000 people would die in America. But that was the headlines. Government survey predicts 90,000 will die. The hospitals will be overwhelmed. The emergency rooms will be overwhelmed. The intensive care units will be overwhelmed. This disease can certainly cripple America and the world. And that was not the study said at all. And if you didn't read the study very carefully or read the articles that were being published on a regular basis in the Washington Post and picked up by the New York Times, or being published in the New York Times and being picked up by the Washington Post and all of these controlled media, why, you'd get the idea. We faced a deadly epidemic, and millions of people were going to die throughout the world from the deadly H1N1. Well, then, of course, as time went by, of course, the vaccine manufacturers are making billions of dollars. And we're talking about billions, big, brutal dollars. They're having difficulty manufacturing the vaccine. And they can't get it in time. And everything, the epidemic, of course, quiets down in the summer here in the United States, of course, because we they get in the sunlight, their vitamin D was the ideal treatment, vitamin D3 in large amounts, will keep you from coming down with the influenza, and you don't get influenza in the summer because you're getting vitamin D. You get influenza in the winter when you don't get vitamin D, and vitamin D is a primary mediator for your immune system. But our summer is the winter months in the southern hemisphere. So the word went out, they're all going to be dying in the summer in the southern hemisphere, in Australia and New Zealand and in Africa and Sydney and in the places below the equator during our summer, which is their winter, because this deadly disease is going to sweep through those countries and kill millions of people and millions of pregnant women and millions of children. Well, the truth of the matter was it was very, very mild flu season. And they did, of course, run some experiments over there in Australia. And this is where they actually tested the new vaccines that were being developed. I mean, they had to test them for 3 weeks before they were going to give them to millions of people. 3 weeks testing to determine if they're safe? That's absurd. But what they found in the Australian study, and one of them, was the fact that they, 32 or 33% of the people that they recruited to the vaccine study and did this very, very hurriedly. They drew the blood and then they gave them the vaccine and then they were going to draw the blood again and see what sort of an antibody titer they would get. But 33% of the people who'd never been ill actually had antibodies to the virus. They'd already been infected and they didn't even know they'd been infected. It was so mild. So, but anyway, they released the vaccine. It's going to be, of course, released here in the United States, but it's not going to arrive before the vaccine peaks. And they know enough about how epidemics go. And, of course, the epidemic was going to be over before the vaccine arrived. And these people are frantic. So they launched this massive propaganda campaign to convince us we're all going to die. Line up, get your shot as soon as they get here. And the trouble is that they're going to give part of it by flu mist injected in their nose. And they find a lot of these kids who take the vaccine get deathly ill. And children up to 2 years of age, they're having to put 4% of the kids who take the vaccine into the hospital, because they're having so many complications. And about 4% of them have to be put onto respirators. From the age 2 to 4, 2% of them have to be hospitalized. But you can't tell the public that, because first we're supposed to be giving you this nasal flu vaccine to help you, and people are getting, these little kids are getting sick, so they simply lie about it. So the manufacturers of credit, every one of the manufacturers said that our IM vaccine is not safe for pregnant women, but CDC orders that all pregnant women, or recommends that all pregnant women not only get a shot of the H1 vaccine, but of the regular influenza vaccine. Although all the scientific studies show that if you vaccinate a woman during pregnancy, her children have a marked increase in schizophrenia in the years that lie ahead, marked increase in autism, and they knew that, and the CDC recommendations will destroy and have destroyed the lives of millions of children, both born and unborn, tragically. Well, We have somebody on the line. Who's calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Doug in Lafayette.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for what you do, Dr. Stan.
Well,
I have a question.
What a privilege it is to be able to share this information. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir. I got a question, kind of changed the subject a little bit, but some time ago, you had Glenn on from International Health and down in Arizona about stem cell enhancement.
Yes.
Or stem enhance.
Yeah.
He was supposed to send you information. Did you look that over and did you check
it
out?
Yeah, I did, and you know, it looked like a scam to me. I think stem cells are great. I mean, I really do. I think this is one of the most exciting things out there. But of course, you don't have to have embryonic stem cells. You use your adult stem cells, and they can take your fat cells, they can take bone marrow cells, and they can convert them into specific cells to rebuild your heart, your kidney, your pancreas. I mean, this is one of the most exciting things in medicine. And the things he was saying are fine, but it was all just buy our product here, and I think it was made out of green algae or something, and there was no evidence that his product worked, but everything else he said was true.
Yes, sir. One more thing. Are you going to have Barbara Hansen back on anytime soon?
I don't have any plans to do it, but does she have something that would be worthwhile talking about?
Well, you know, you've talked to her a couple times before. She's from Denver, and she's the one that has a lung disease that's gone through stem cell in Mexico.
Right.
And she recommended a doctor, I guess it's Chris Cento in Broomfield, and I think you're going to get a hold of him, too.
Yeah,
I'd really appreciate if you could get somebody on about stem cell.
A series of programs on stem cells. In fact, I think we even put together a four-tape set on stem cells. I'm very, very impressed by it. There's a doctor there in the Denver area who actually has his own laboratory where he actually produces the stem cells. As I remember, he was an orthopedist. But I tell you, this is a very, very important medical advance.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you very much, sir.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number 877-99.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Wynn out in Colorado.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I wanted to give you a call. I also want to change the subject a little bit, but I wanted to give you a call because a question has been lingering on my mind. The last time you had Joel Skousen on the program, he was discussing amongst certain subjects, other subjects he had, he was discussing the takeover of the Tea Party movement by the Republican Party.
Yep.
One of the things that came up during that discussion was, of course, certain shills in the media, such as Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, et cetera, et cetera. One of the things that caught my attention about what Mr. Skousen said was that he regarded, if I remember correctly, he regarded Glenn Beck either as a constitutionalist or as a conservative. I don't remember which specific word he used. However, I was wondering if you could, the next time he comes on your program, which I believe will be tomorrow, ask him how and in what way he regards him in this manner.
I think that Glenn Beck pretends to be a constitutionalist and pretends to be a conservative. And so much of what he says, I agree with. And he puts on a great program, and he talks about the Constitution. And he talks about the things that we believe in, because he's playing a part. But I heard him, Sidney, the other day, Sidney, questioning this woman who is running for the governor of the state of Texas. And I think she's got a war chest of $6,000, and she's running against Perry, Richard Perry, and Kay Bailey Hutchinson. Each of them has $20 or $30 million to run for governor. And
right. This
woman who's running in the Constitution Party just sounds really great. And it was amazing to see how Glenn Beck tried to undermine her. He didn't want to talk about the issues. He wanted to ask her if she would renounce anyone who was a 9-1-1 denier. a 911 denier is anyone who denies that we've been told the truth about what happened on September 11th, 2001. Because this is a divisive issue. Half the country thinks we've been deceived. Half the country believes that, you know, the official story is accurate and that that's why we went to war in Iraq and Afghanistan. And the way he played games and tried to discredit this woman was really despicable. And I consider him a despicable individual. This was not the issue. This is not what this woman's running on. He just tried to discredit her using all the little tricks that a talk show host, a clever talk show host, can use. I've never been that clever myself, but it was amazing to watch the way his mind was working and the way he was trying to destroy this woman because she was running against two establishment candidates. At that point, I said, he's as phony as a $3 bill. He's just like Rush Limbaugh, only nowhere near as funny.
Well, I agree with you wholeheartedly. That's why I wanted to get clarification from Mr. Skousen the next time he was on the program and what manners, if what I heard is correct, what manners he regards Glenn Beck and the likes of...
Hold on, we'll be right back here in just a moment. America.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, I stand back here at the Target Network, and I stand back here at the Target Network. Is our caller still there?
Yes, still here, Dr. Stan.
Go ahead.
Well, what I was saying was that I have watched Glenn Beck for some time now, both before as an unbiased viewer and now as one who has, in my opinion, seen through him. I do agree with you that he has become the epitome of a $3 bill, a Manchurian candidate, if you will, certainly is eclipsing Rush Limbaugh with the amount of propaganda that he is putting out. I do see that he is very clever in what he does, but I'm quite convinced that it's not his cleverness at all. I think he gets a script. I think he probably gets help from maybe even a few people who have some expertise in psychological warfare. But leaving that aside, what I wanted to do was to to basically ask for some clarification on that comment that Joel Scouse had made.
I don't think that Joel thinks that he is either a constitutional or conservative, but he is certainly posing as such.
Okay, and I can accept and appreciate that answer because I was just curious whether or not I heard him correctly.
Right. Well, Joel is pretty smart. The reason I have Joel on every week, and I have him on here on Friday morning, and I have him on my other network on Thursday afternoon, and even one time a month I put him on my evening network. I believe Joel is one of the best observers we have, and certainly I almost always agree with him, not always, but almost always. So I think what he is saying is well worthwhile, and maybe he's right, maybe I'm right. We'll just have to wait and see, but we agree on almost everything. I think what a privilege to really, I think the people in Colorado should be so pleased to hear what he has to say, but I do not believe that he believes that Glenn Beck is a true conservative or a true constitutionalist, but he certainly is convincing.
Oh, most definitely, and I do certainly agree with you. Mr. Scouson, I appreciate listening to his program. I appreciate listening to him on your program every time he comes on. I think his analysis is superb, and I often go to his website to look at a lot of the details that he brings out. Details that I find are quite frankly missing on a number of different in a number of different perspectives. So, in any event, but as far as Glenn Beck and his ambush of Deborah Medina is concerned, I found a number of different psychological attack points that were used there. This man is very good at basically what I like to say is concealing a lie between two truths, so that he makes the lie more palatable to swallow, And in watching his assault or his ambush on Miss Medina, you see a number of these ploys being made. I'm just hoping that people are not being fooled by this. The responses that I heard on different programs as I was listening around the internet and other things like that tell me or suggest to me that the people who did listen to his program, who did watch his program when he did this little slick maneuver on her, for the very express reason of trying to, of course, obviously, we know why, she was coming within, I think, 4 or 5 points of overtaking Kay Bailey Hutchison, and is could very much be someone who could generate a runoff election against Rick Perry in Texas for the governorship. So,
right.
I think it was clear why this assault was orchestrated.
I love that phrase, oh, are you a 911 denier, you know? I mean, it's sort of like, are you a protectionist, or are you, I love the term they use with Justice Scalia, are you an originalist, meaning do you support the original version of the Constitution? And poor old Scalia didn't know what to do. He didn't say, of course I'm an originalist. He probably never heard the term before, but Leslie Stahl used that on 60 Minutes. I thought Medina did a magnificent job handling Glenn Beck. So anything else you'd like to comment on?
Absolutely. No, that was pretty much it, Dr. Stan. I'm just hoping that this was actually a follow-up on a call that I made to you last week about the same subject of the takeover of the Tea Party movement by the establishment Republican Party. I'm hoping and I'm seeing that people are not being fooled by this, but at the same time, there is a sizable segment of Tea Partiers and other people who are being taken in by the absorption of the Tea Party slash constitutionalist movement by the mainline Republican neoconservative wing. So I'm hoping that people are not going to be fooled by this. I'm grateful to you and Mr. Skousen and the many others who are out here keeping us informed, and all of us, grassroots ground level activists who are out here trying to inform our neighbors and other people that we know in our circles for what's really going on and waking people up to the true battle of what's taking place. So thank you very much, sir.
It takes a long time before you can get the average individual to realize that you can't believe what you hear on television or radio or what you read in the controlled newspapers and controlled magazines, before people can begin to think independently. But when you can begin to think independently, it's suddenly like a tremendous weight has been lifted from your shoulders. Your mind begins to function, and our job is to help people do that. And I appreciate so much your call, and please do call again.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Well, our number is 877-254-7524, but let's get back to the story of the epidemic, because certainly by mid-October, the epidemic had peaked. And if you were looking at the CDC webpage, why the epidemic was in certainly almost every state in the Union, and then the incidence of new cases began to fall. Now, the CDC was still lying to the people and telling them that the first 99% of the cases were actually from H1N1, which wasn't true. How do we know it wasn't true? Well, because a CBS reporter named Cheryl Atkinson sent a FOIA request to the CDC to get the reporting from the states, because the states had not carried out the CDC orders or recommendations that continued testing. And what do we find? We find that the CDC was lying. It wasn't 99% of the cases were H1. It was that 1% of the cases in several of the states were H1N1. I think it was 17% of the cases in Florida were H1N1, but when you got to Georgia, Alaska, California, it was 1 or 2%. Only 1 or 2% of the cases were H1N1 because it was difficult to spread. And it wasn't very lethal. It was one of the mildest forms of disease we'd ever had. And all this talk about everybody dying from it was simply a lie. And the frantically trying to frighten the people and night after night, day after day on television, on the newspapers, on talk radio, on in the news magazines, everybody's going to die. Line up and get your shots. Give them the pregnant women. Give them the little kids, because we really love the little children. And it's all a lie. Well, the epidemic's over. We'll tell you what happened.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. Join the Beth Messiah congregation as they celebrate Passover 2010 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. The date, March the 29th at the Ramada Plaza Hotel, I-25 and 120th Avenue. You can join the Beth Messiah Band, the Daughters of Zion, and Beth Messiah Dancers as they celebrate Passover 2010. Time, 6 p.m. Reservations are due by March the 18th. To make your reservation or for further information, call 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
Well, Dr. Dan here. Well, the only good thing I can say is that the only good thing I can say about the epidemic is that the CDC wanted to add a squalene adjuvant. It's a mineral oil substance of the vaccine, which does increase, of course, the immune response, but it also encourages autoimmune disease, and of course this is things like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, and of course type 2 diabetes, and certainly arthritis, and multiple sclerosis, and certainly chronic bowel syndromes, and heightened levels of allergy, all sorts of horrible things associated with autoimmune disease. Every time this has been used, this is exactly what has happened, and they wanted to put that in our vaccine. They wanted to, up until just the very end, I talked to people at GlaxoSmithKline, and 3 weeks before the vaccine was to be released, they didn't know whether they were going to have an adjuvant in it or not. I said, how, and I talked to this fellow of public relations at GlaxoSmithKline, I said, 3 weeks from now you're going to have the vaccine ready and you don't know what's going to be in it? He said, they haven't decided. Well, the CDC had bought $700 million worth of this terrible thing that would have destroyed the lives of countless millions of people, and at the last minute, fortunately, they backed down. They did not. They were going to just mix this just before they gave the vaccine shots. Well, fortunately, they backed down and didn't use it. Now, most of the vaccine contained dangerous doses of thimerosal, specifically because the CDC was recommending that every pregnant woman get not only a regular shot of H1N1, but a shot of seasonal flu, which, of course, will destroy the lives of many of the children, create abortions. But that's what they wanted, of course, and then an epidemic of schizophrenia down the line. They were recommending that children, infants, 6 months of age, take 2 shots of H1N1 and 2 seasonal flu vaccines, would have given them certainly 50 micrograms of mercury, which is 100 times the level which was considered toxic by the EPA. And unfortunately, some good pediatricians did just what they were told, without thinking. But fortunately, most people were suspicious of what was going on. Well, here in this country, they backed down on adding the adjuvant. They did put it in over in Europe, in England, in Canada, and there will be an epidemic of autoimmune disease in those countries in the years that come that will cripple their people, and of course will move them towards becoming third world countries, which is exactly what the people behind this whole thing want. But we did not get that here in the United States. Well, what happened was, of course, that the vaccine arrived too late, and by the time it got here, the epidemic was literally over. It was rapidly on the decline, and with all this propaganda, they were only get a little over 20% of the population to actually take the vaccine shots. Thank God, only 20% of our people were poisoned with the thimerosal in the vaccine. What happened? Well, we know that in Great Britain, they were predicting millions of people will die, hundreds of thousands of people will die, thousands of people will die, and when the epidemic was over, 400 people had died. That's all. And they have all the vaccine left over. They don't know what to do with it. In Poland, the public health official, who is a physician, refused to even allow the vaccine to be given. In Poland, a nation of 39 million people, only 150 people died. Here in the United States, they're telling us that 11, almost 12,000 people died, and it's a lie. If you go to the CDC webpage, and we'll give you all the references and the letter I'm working on today, the real incidence of the disease, and they don't lie among themselves, they just lie to you common people out there. The incidence of the disease was 0.08 per 100,000. That means 8 people per million died in the United States from this disease, which was supposed to kill millions. That's all that have died, and the epidemic is over, which means, of course, that in truth, your chance of getting the disease, if you're healthy now, if you're not, remember, two-thirds of the people who died had other diseases. They were morbidly obese, had diabetes, chronic lung disease. They had other diseases. Your chance of you're getting the disease, if you were healthy, was not 0.8 per 100,000, but was a third of that. So basically, I calculated your chances of getting the disease if you were healthy was about 3 in a million. Your chances of dying of electrocution is 1 in about 80,000. I mean, you know, the chances of being hit by a meteor is about 1 in 80,000. I mean, you had 3 or 4 times as much chance of dying from getting hit by lightning. Chance of getting hit by lightning was 3 times the chance of your and dying was 3 times the chance of your dying from H1N1 disease. It was all fraudulent. Now the good thing is that over in Europe, why, of course, the European Council is going to investigate this whole charade. Because, of course, the relationship between the members of the high members of the World Health Organization, which orchestrated the epidemic right along, of course, with CDC officials. But these people had strong ties to the drug industry and made millions of dollars personally. The doctors, the physicians who were advising on this whole thing made millions of dollars themselves. And they are going to be investigated by the European Council that is furious with, of course, the corruption of these doctors who sold their souls for money and, of course, have destroyed the lives of millions of people. And this story needs to get out, and I hope that you'll get it. We've got to put together a 14th set of my interviews with Russell Blaylock. We had a wonderful 2-hour interview with Russell just the other evening. It's posted on our website at RadioLiberty.com. I think it was Tuesday of this week. You want to go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and get that 2-hour interview with Russell Blaylock. And we're out of time. I hope you enjoyed the story. Do not believe what you hear on television.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I stand back here at our Freedom Network and hope I hope you have enjoyed our discussion of the H1N1 epidemic. It was as phony as a $3 bill, and certainly less than 800 healthy people died of this deadly epidemic. I mean, the real about 2,400 people died in the entire United States of the disease. About 800 of them were healthy, either blacks or whites. The incidence of the disease was about four times that much in the indigenous people, the Indians here. Whether that was a part of a genetically planned genocide, I don't know, but certainly among the white and black population, the incidence was 0.7 per 100,000 in the blacks, 0.8 per 100,000 in the whites, and nobody's going to tell you that. The doctors don't know, but you need to know, and you need to get to your doctor and convince them the CDC and the government and the public health department were all lying. I guess they didn't know. They were just saying and repeating what they were told. Do not take the vaccines because you do not know what was in it. Baxter would have killed millions of people with the deadly H5N1 virus, you know, 6 months to a year ago. And of course, the people who took the vaccine in Europe, many of them, their lives will never be the same again because there was a mineral oil squalene adjuvant in it. Fortunately, we did not get that here. But you need to help us get the information out. You need to get our material on vaccines and certainly copies of our tapes or even a copy of this morning's tape. Well, this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, you can go to our website at radioliberty.com. I want to mention we are carrying a great new product. It's called Prostate Support. It's for any man over 50 who's, as you begin having difficulty with your prostate. And believe me, I've tried lots of them, and lots of these based upon plant sterols. And they'll feminize you if you've been taking them. And their beta-sinesterol is the major component, and it feminizes you. And your male reproductive organs are beginning to shrivel. And believe me, the prostate support is not like that. It works. It works so well. And if you would like to know more about it, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I believe men should be on it. I'm taking myself, and I've been. I can tell you, it really makes all the difference in the world. Simply call Prostate Support, and Dosenta will be coming with. These are actually produced by one of the largest Christian health companies, health product companies in the world. We're just privileged to have an opportunity to deal with them. It comes out over our label, but it's their product. and we would put out something we didn't think was good. If you've not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to, and or watch the DVD. If you can't afford it, go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and you can scroll down and watch it for nothing. Help us get the word out. We're involved in the spiritual battle, and there really are people who want to kill off the majority of people in the world. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and duck tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station.